The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, I want to talk about, well, the implications of a few things, a few issues, a few events that have all come together. We have this global food shortage looming that people are talking about in the wake of the war in Ukraine. But before war broke out, before Russia invaded Ukraine, there was already inflation happening when it came to food prices, which begs the question whether that has manifested itself at food banks, at the people who turn up at food banks in terms of the type of people turning up at those food banks and the sheer scale, the number of people turning up. Well, Marie Cronin is well placed to answer these questions because she is a food bank volunteer and she's president for the East Region of St. Vincent de Paul. Marie, you're very welcome to the show and thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. Your background, I mean, when did you start working in the food banks?
Back in the 80s, we had food banks in the society, but they only lasted for a couple of years because once the recession, receded, then they closed because people got jobs and there was no demand for them anymore. So we've opened and closed over the years like that. When there's a recession, then the food bank opens just to give an extra bit of assistance to people. But this current, we've 7 food banks at the moment in the East Region. And they're all open about 4 years now at this stage. And there's no sign, sadly, no sign of them closing.
And how busy or how busier have they gotten in recent times?
Well, just to give you an example of one, there's a food bank in Cherry Orchard. And when it opened 4 years ago, it was geared to assist 100 people a week. Now, this isn't the only assistance we give these people. This is a top-up, over and above the normal assistance we give, which would be, supermarket vouchers and back-to-school assistance and, grinds for education and confirmation, communion, Christmas assistance, utility bills, all the usual things. But we opened our food bank simply because the Department of Social Protection became involved in the FEED scheme. That's the Fund for European Aid to the Most Deprived. And they got funding from Europe. So they were able to buy in non-perishable food and give it to charities free of charge. So it was a bonus for us to open the food banks and be able to give out food that we weren't buying in and to give it out to the people. And it's all top range, non-perishable, long life food. But the sad thing is this food bank that started with 100 people a week now serves 130 people every week, but it's on a bi-weekly basis. So we're now helping 260 people in a food bank that was geared for 100 people.
And is that an anomaly, Marie, or is that kind of representative of what's happening at other food banks as well?
It's across all of our food banks. Overall in our 7 food banks, we help 750 families a week and different families, each like over in a fortnight. So 750 this week, 750 next week. And you might ask, why are we not helping the same 750 each week? It's because we don't have the food. The feed scheme, you're only allowed a certain amount of food. We try and get top-ups by looking for donations from wholesalers, schools, clubs, football clubs, but we just don't have the food. We won't buy it in ourselves because why would we do that when we can give supermarket vouchers to the people that can buy their own food?
Yeah.
But it's quite sad because food banks is not the way the society really wants to go. Of course, it's great that we're getting all this free of charge, but dignity is the first thing we think of here. And, why should people have to queue and get food? We try to give the vouchers out as much as possible, but It's there if they want it. If they can't cope, they can come and get this.
And do you suspect, I mean, you're looking at the news headlines like the rest of us, Marie, do you suspect things are going to get busier? You know, the Taoiseach today and yesterday, two different occasions, 2 days in a row, I think trying to ready the ground for everybody for what's coming, saying, listen, this is not going to get any better.
It's getting worse. And I know we have 5 food banks in the city centre, you know, based kind of like Ringsend, Townsend Street, Macken Street, Sherwood Street, up near the Mater Hospital in Nelson Street. The problem with them is we need a central depot now in the city centre for these food banks. You know, some place in Dublin 1, 2, 4 and 6. You know, we need a space with about 2,000 square feet. We're finding it difficult to try and source something like this. It's absolutely desperate in order for us to continue doing what we're doing. Of course, we pay rent on that. But if anybody is listening that knows of any space whatsoever, please contact the society and we will.
Yeah, do that. Contact the society, St. Vincent de Paul. You can contact us here in the Heart Children. We'll pass on your details to Marie. Marie, a pleasure. Marie Cronin is a food bank volunteer and she's president for the Eastern Region of St. Vincent de Paul.
Your chance to win big. News Talk's Cash Machine.
Yeah, and when we say big, we mean big today because up for grabs tomorrow, €47,381.75. If you want that money, text PLAY, PLAY to 57599. Get the entry in by 3 p.m. tomorrow. If your phone rings shortly after 3, answer within 5 rings and tell us that amount exactly. €47,381.75. It is over 18s only. Text costs €2.50. Full terms and conditions are on newstalk.com. We are celebrating summer movies with Serena. That's next.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on Newstalk.